Yeah, we had rich fellowship so far, and the Lord showed us many things in these past days about this precious faith that we received. And this precious faith is really mighty. It is the power of God that through people really accomplish many things on this earth. Not strong people, but a strong faith. And the Lord used people which have weaknesses to accomplish many things. And this is really impressing. And today, we want to continue because we heard that faith has a goal. And faith is not only for a certain situation where people have trouble and then to help them, yeah, so that we would cry out, Lord, help me now, and it is so difficult. Of course, we need that. But the faith that, like we see it in Hebrews 11, has a goal. And the goal is that the Lord, yeah, I have to tell you, I talked to many Christians, and when I asked them, what is the goal of your Christian life? Yeah, why did the Lord put you onto this earth? If you're born again and baptized, what are you there for? Yeah, some of them then say it is that I can preach the gospel or that I can help other people. And I also heard that someone said for the will of God. And this was actually already very good. But the question is, what is the will of God? Do you know it? And Hebrews 11 shows us that all that received this precious faith, they knew the goal, which is the heavenly Jerusalem. Zion was their goal. And we see it already with Abraham and then with Noah when the Lord started all over. And when he started with Abraham to build this city, then he revealed to Abraham what is in his heart and what's his goal. So the faith of Abraham only had one goal, which is the heavenly Jerusalem. And we see the same thing with Isaac, Joseph, Jacob. We see all these aspects of faith. We see it is always, this faith is there to reach this goal. So the faith that that God gave us, it is not without a goal. It has the most important goal in this universe, and which is that the Lord can build up this city with us. And that is this great goal of God. Yeah, and that's why He gave us this this precious faith. And that's why we practice this faith, yeah, that the speaking of the Lord would become our reality, that this city would be built up and even finished. And in the end, in Hebrews 11, we see that the Lord doesn't want to give you just like a certificate for Abraham, for example. Yeah, Lord, Abraham, you did it. You made it. No, it's not about that. It is about the greatest work in this universe. And yeah, the Lord really has to open our eyes for this goal and that we would see what is in His heart. And in His heart is Zion, His city. Yeah, the heavenly Jerusalem. If we read the Psalms. If we read the Psalms, it is mostly about that we would get encouraged. We go through the Psalms and we find a Psalm which really fits to our situation, and then we cry out to the Lord. And of course we should do that. But now you should read the Psalms and ask the Lord, what does the Psalms tell us about Zion, your purpose? And you will realize the Psalms tell you a lot about Zion, about God's purpose. And I will read some verses to you, or even Psalm 2 already in verse 6. It says, "Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion." And it shows us Zion is the place where from where the Lord rules. And that's not a small thing. The King of Kings is ruling from Zion. It's not an earthly president, which is like nothing. But the real king rules in Zion. So if Zion is the place where the king rules, then it has to be very important, right? And then Psalm 9. Okay, he didn't tell us the verse. Psalm 14 now, verse 7. "Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion." And today we see that the people of God is in captivity. It is being captive in Babylon. But the Lord shows us He wants to save them from Zion. And we can realize how important Zion is. Psalm 48, which we already read this morning, and I really want you to read this psalm together with the Lord, that the Lord would open your eyes for Zion. And it describes here that Zion is really beautiful. And there's another aspect of Zion. Yeah, it says Zion is the most beautiful thing in the universe. It is the place where the Lord rules, from where the salvation comes, and it is really the beauty of the Lord. And Psalm 48, it says, "Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king." And all other joys of this earth are nothing compared to Zion, and they will vanish. But the real joy is if the Lord rules in Zion, because then there will be righteousness. And Psalm 110 says, "The Lord will rule out of Zion." And we should also rule together with the Lord from Zion. This is really precious. And there are many other verses in the Psalms. And another psalm is Psalm 78. The Lord talks about the tribe of Judah, and then he talks about Mount Zion, which he loves. So the Lord loves Zion. And when the overcomers are, if they really reached out for this goal, then it means they realized what is in God's heart. If you love Zion, you will really go after this goal. If you don't love Zion, it will be difficult. Yeah, the meaning of Zion is burnt down earth, burnt down land. So outwardly it's not so nice, but spiritually it is beautiful. And that's why we have to tell the Lord, Lord, yeah, I also want to have this love for Zion in my heart. Yeah, let me understand what it means for you. And another verse from the Psalms, which really encouraged me, is Psalm 102, verse 17. Verse 16. For the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. And today, if we want the Lord to come back, then our goal has to be to build up Zion. Yeah, this is the way to speed up the coming of the Lord. Yeah, we should go after this goal so that Zion would be built up. Yeah, if we want the Lord to appear, then we should build up Zion, yeah, because then he will come. And this is really precious, these verses. And may the Lord write them into our hearts. And this faith is so important, because the Lord can remove everything which hinders us from reaching this goal. The faith of God has the power to remove mountains, right? Yeah, yourself is not too strong for this faith. If you take Christ as your sin offering by faith, then sin has no chance. So flesh and the self, it's not a problem. And all these things that the enemy brings up to hinder you from going after Zion, from building up Zion, they have no chance if we live by faith. And Hebrews 12 from verse 18. Let us read these verses from verse 18, Hebrews 12, verse 18 to verse 25. We can read it together. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him, who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven.
Yeah, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this chapter 12 is so precious to me because it shows that it shows this great goal of God. And Hebrews 12 really describes it very detailed. It says, it is the church of the firstborn. It is Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. There are 10,000s of angels. And this morning, where have we come? To the heavenly Jerusalem. When we come together to keep the feast, do we realize where we have come? Yeah, we have to ask the Lord. Lord, where do I come here? And if you live in this city, in your daily life, and you live for this goal, then you will come with great joy when we keep the feast. Yeah. But if you just live in this world throughout the week and you don't live by faith, then also when we keep the feast together, it will not be such a great joy for you. Yeah. Yeah, if 6 days of the week I was somewhere else, then it's difficult to be suddenly in this city, right, at the Lord's table. And that's why we should live our whole life in this city. Zion should be our life. Yeah, Abraham, he lived in tents, right? Because he was waiting for the city. And also we should say, Lord, I want to live this my whole life in Zion, not only in the meeting. Yeah, not like, yeah, right before the Lord's table, yeah, I have to prepare a little bit, and what's my offering? Then it's difficult to really appreciate what we do here. But if you really live in Zion throughout the week, it will be such a great joy. Yeah, that's why we sang this morning, yeah, let us go to the house of the living God. And this is such a great joy. It is so precious to come to the city of the living God. And sometimes you might ask, or some people ask, where do you go? Where do you gather? And we say, I say, we are a group of Christians. And when we meet because we are baptized and we believe in the Lord. Yeah, maybe that's what we say, but do you actually see where we have come? Yeah, we have come to Mount Zion. It's not in the future, it's right now. Yeah. And it should show us how important it is for us to say, Lord, we are building up Zion. Yeah, if we just some kind of church, it's not enough. It's not enough for God. God wants to build up Zion, yeah, and I want to be there. And I told the Lord, Lord, if you want it, I also want it. Yeah, all other things will be shaken, right? And if I don't have this goal, and I don't see, if I don't invest my life into Zion, then what else? Yeah, if I don't know that I'm here to build up Zion, and my whole life is focused on that goal, then I missed out. I missed out on the goal. Yeah. I cannot say, okay, we're just a group of Christians. We're just like the Church of God. No, Hebrews 12 shows us it's much more. Yes, Zion is the most important thing in God's heart. And if we built up the church today, then that is what we built. It's nothing less. Yeah. Yeah, don't think, yeah, you offend other people if you tell them we build up Zion. No. Hebrews 12 tells us we build up Zion. Yeah, if it's in the future, then Hebrews 12 would say, okay, you will come to Mount Zion later. But that's not what Hebrews 12 tells us. It is right now. And therefore, the Lord has to reveal us what are we actually doing here. The Lord has to give all of us this vision, what we are building here. Yeah, Matthias, why did you move to Stuttgart? Because it is for the Mount Zion, yeah. And it's really worth to leave all things behind to come to Mount Zion, right? And we need this vision, and may the Lord really write this vision newly into our heart, because then we will also appreciate all of the saints in Zion, right? If you see that, you will love the saints in Zion. You will not say, no, I don't want to be together with this person or that person. No, you see a precious living stone, and you see this building, and the Lord is ruling from there. And then your heart will become warm. Yeah, if you see a brother or a sister, it your heart will become warm, and it is really precious. Yeah, may the Lord show all of us what this is all about. And Hebrews not only shows us the vision, but it is also encouraging not to draw back, but to go on. And that's why the writer of Hebrews says, now, if even back then on Mount Sinai, they couldn't even go on this mountain, and it was so terrible, and God was speaking there, and if even the people back then came there, and it says Moses, he was afraid and trembling, then how much more should we listen to the speaking of the Lord, right? Yeah, if the Lord gave such a fear into the heart of the people back then who wanted to seek Him, then how much more should we listen to Him and learn to deal with His holiness? For us today, it is even more important than back then. And how do you realize that we are such who fear the Lord? Yeah. Yeah, you can realize it if we are those who really listen to the speaking of the Lord. Yeah, and that we are those who mingle the word of the God by faith. Yeah, that will show that we are such who fear the Lord and give Him the honor. Yeah. And Zion is the place where the Lord speaks. And why? Because there is a people who listens to the voice, to the speaking of the Lord. And therefore, today, it is really a privilege that we have come to Zion, but we also have to appreciate it and listen to what the Lord is speaking to us. Amen. So I really have a burden in my heart. Yeah, the Lord really wants to speak and encourage. So the main point that the Lord told me is, I have chosen you, not you have chosen me. And that includes so many things. For example, that He's the author and the finisher of our faith, that He prepared the way for each one of us. And the Lord wants to encourage us and says, do not be afraid. You will reach the goal because I want you to become first fruits, that you would mature and reach the goal. Yeah, the Lord has chosen us. Yeah. We said yes and amen, but it is the Lord who says, I have chosen you. And now in the time that we live in, where we face more and more trouble, then there are two options how you react. Yeah, you can become nervous, and yeah, you can become nervous, or you'll be like Martha, who really sat down and listened to the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants to speak to us. Yeah, don't be like a nervous chicken running around, but sit down and enter the Sabbath, and then you will hear my voice, and you will know what you should do now. Because maybe what the guy next to you does is maybe not what I want you to do right now. Yeah. Yeah, maybe then you look at your brother or sister and you think like, oh, what he or she is doing, I also have to do. But no, the Lord says, I give you this place of peace, but now you have to come and listen to me, and then you know what you have to do. And don't have sorrows about the future, yeah. But you should, live day by day and care about the day that you live in. And it is an encouragement from the Lord, that the Lord says, now come and sit down, enter the rest, open up your eyes and ears, listen to me. And then you will know what you have to do. And it will not be difficult then to walk in this way, because it is already prepared by the Lord. Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord for Mount Zion. Hebrews 12 is really like the box is being opened up, and the secret is revealed. Yeah, and you can see why all these examples in Hebrews 11. Run the race, and why they did it, right? If you think about that, all these examples, like Abraham, he waited for this city of the living God. He had everything, but he didn't rest, right? Because he didn't see the city yet. And it's the same thing with Isaac and Jacob. They also waited for this city. Hebrews 11 says they reached out for something better, the heavenly. And why? Because God has prepared a city for them. And all of those who ran the race before us, they wanted to see the city. And now Hebrews 12 tells us now much more. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's a great thing. And in the spirit, we should have it in front of our eyes. Yeah, read the verses. The verses from the Psalms, maybe we can share it later. It is good to dig into it and tell the Lord, Lord, open my eyes. Because if you only see it outwardly, you see some people which have strengths and weaknesses. Yeah, especially if you are in Zoom. I sit there in my... I sit there on my sofa and just watch the meeting. Then I didn't see what it is about. Yeah, the Lord really has to show us what it is all about. You cannot see it outwardly by our clothes or any other outward things. But if I really stand before the Lord, like Moses, he was afraid and trembling. Because back then it was outwardly so embarrassing, but today it is the same thing, but not outwardly. And in Hebrews 13, it says again, verse 14, for we have no continuing city, for we seek the one to come. And the Lord is preparing this city in our spirit now, but also, we are seeking for it. That's why we come together. Because, if we gather to pray, for example, or if we come together on Thursdays for our practical application meeting, then it is not only about to have fellowship and be encouraged. Yeah, the Lord really has to, enlarge our view. He wants to have a people which he can bring into his city. Yeah, when the heavenly Jerusalem will come down from heaven, there's no difference anymore, because actually we are already living in it. And that's why we run the race. Yeah. If we have fellowship, it is not only for our encouragement, but we want to build up this city, and so that the Lord could come back quickly. And when the Lord comes, what will happen? There will be judgment and many, many great earthquakes. And 2 Peter also talks about it. Chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. And nothing will be left. Everything that people, what they did and built up, it will be burned down. But one thing will last. When the Lord comes back and everything is burnt down, that would be a tragedy. Then why would he come back? But if he comes back and there is an unshakable kingdom which endures the judgment, a church which really endures, then it is really, it makes sense for him to come back. Yeah, Babylon in Revelation at the very end, it says Babylon will burn down, and the smoke will rise eternally, right? But the Lord wants to build an unshakable kingdom. So that's why we should be serious about it. Lord, I don't want to take it so loosely and see it only in a human way. Everyone has his opinion and whatever. But it is about an unshakable kingdom. And this is really a warning that we that we really seek the Lord in this. Yeah, his voice shook the earth back then, and it will come again. This is for sure. And therefore, today we want to build something that endures before God. Abraham will be happy if he sees there's some people which really are building this city, and it will be finished, and the Lord will be happy even more. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, I really enjoyed how the brother said, yeah, where did we come this morning? To Mount Zion. And just shortly, I wanted to show something, because I think it's really great to see what is Mount Zion. Yeah, the Mount Zion, the Church of the Firstborn, the firstborn will inherit the kingdom. Yeah, Jacob, he wanted to have this right to be the firstborn, and he fighted for it. He fought for it, and that's what we also need. Yeah, the Lord wants us to rule with Him, and in the Bible we see this picture in the Old Testament. So this is a bee for Babylon, and the people of God, it was brought to Babylon in the Old Covenant days, and in the New Testament days we see that Babylon is a picture, a symbol for the captivity of the people of God. Yeah, the people of God is captive in many churches. They are our brothers and sisters, but they are being held captive. And the Lord says, if you are in Babylon today, then come out of her, my people. And maybe sometimes Christians, they see it's not the right place, and they come out. But the question is, where do they go then? Yeah, it's what we saw with Martin Luther, that they came out, but they didn't go on, right? And here we see, this is the good land, and this is a symbol for the rich experience of Christ. Yeah, Christ is our good land. And it says there are many houses of Jacob. And we see that the Lord loves Jacob and his whole people, no matter where they are. He loves them, and we should come back to the good land. But even there is another difference, and that's what we see in Psalm. Yeah, like George said, we should dig into the Psalms and read about Zion. And Psalm 78, it says, the Lord loves the doors of Zion more than all the houses or the apartments of Jacob. And what does it mean? It means in the good land there is a place of promises, and that's in Jerusalem, that's Zion. It is the city of the great king. There is the temple, there is the worship, the priesthood. From there, he rules, and you see his beauty. And nothing less than Zion, that the Lord, that's what the Lord wants from us. Yeah, maybe we gather and we have a good fellowship about the Lord in the good land. Yeah, that's great. But as a church, we need to have this view and vision that this is the temple of God, and where God is being worshipped, that he rules there, that it is not a brother who rules or some brothers, but it is the Lord. And in many places there might be a good fellowship, but it is not enough to experience the authority and the power of our great king. And that's a secret, that's Zion. And may the Lord really show us how he wants to build up Zion with us. Yeah, and he may awaken many, many Christians in many places, that they see him as the great king that rules, who gets the spiritual offerings from us. Yeah, praise the Lord. This is really rich to see that. And I think the Lord really, yeah, wants to have the church as the heavenly Zion in these last days. Yeah, I was also encouraged. The Lord brought us here, and then we should also see this goal, Zion, in our whole life. Yeah, not only in the meetings, but it should be there in my whole life, because otherwise it will be shaken, and like we read. God will shake the earth, but the only thing that will last is Zion. It will come down from heaven. But all the deeds on this earth, they will be burned down. And so that's why it is so important, like these examples before for us, to have this goal. Lord, my life is for Zion. Like it is said in Zion, there are the spirits of the just man made perfect. And this should also be my goal. Yeah, what do I want? Do I want a nice fellowship, or do I want to be a man, a just man made perfect? Right? This should be my goal. Lord, I want to be transformed. I don't want to be stay like I am. I want to be transformed and bear fruit. I want to learn to offer up spiritual sacrifices. And if I don't want that from all of my heart, then sooner or later, the Lord will shake. And yeah, and therefore we have to realize that's what Zion is about. The Lord wants to receive the worship. Yeah, like the Corinthians back then, it says about them, yeah, there were many weak and sick. And why did that happen? Because they didn't see the vision so clearly anymore. And then God will also judge. And that's why it is so good to let the Lord deal with you and transform you. Yeah, but it should not be like, okay, I'm afraid now to come to Zion because here is the judge. And if I made a mistake throughout the week, oh, it will hurt if I come. No, because we have the Lord as the mediator. And that is really wonderful. It is really balanced. This city, yeah, on the one hand, the Lord cuts loose things that should be taken away. But if we made mistakes, we can also take the blood and come to the feast and say, Lord, I want to be encouraged again. I take your blood. And yeah, even though I made mistakes, I still come because I want to reach the goal and I want to be encouraged with the saints. And this is really wonderful, this, to have this goal. And may it become our whole reality. Amen. Yeah, Lord, write it into our hearts. That it would even be written onto our forehead. Yeah, the last two verses of Hebrews 12 show us very practically how the Lord is building up Zion today. There's so many fellowships and churches, and where does the Lord build up His city? And these last two verses show us such a practical way. And therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God, all of us, serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Yeah, this way that the Lord showed us these past few years of the priesthood, this is really the way prepared by the Lord to build up this city. It is not the way that we see mostly in Christianity today, to have many preachings and to do many things in the church. No, but you see here in the very end that it mentions the priesthood, and this is a great revelation that the Lord wants to build up this city through the priesthood today. And how do we do that? With reverence and godly fear. Because God is a consuming fire. Yeah, it's the same with Nadab and Abihu, these two priests who didn't serve God with reverence and godly fear. And then it was judged by God, right? And we saw so many things about the offerings and the priestly service. And now it is the time to practice it by faith. And then the church cannot be shaken anymore. Yeah, the conference is good, but it's not enough. It just gives us a vision, which is very precious. But still, to receive this kingdom, this unshakable kingdom, we have to serve day by day, to tell the Lord, Lord, today I want to serve you as a priest. And then we will realize we become more steadfast through the Lord. And if we become more steadfast, then also Zion will become steadfast. And I praise the Lord that He revealed to us how we can serve Him. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, let us have grace and serve the Lord acceptably as the priesthood. Yeah, not just some of us, but everyone who has come to Zion. And that's why we are here, to learn the priesthood and to perfect it. Amen. Yeah, today I really appreciate it that the Lord has a goal. Sometimes I lose sight of the goal. And the Lord said in Genesis, may there be light. And even that has a goal, right? Yeah, the light is not there for nothing. And I realize sometimes I lose sight of the goal. And I realize today the most leaven inside of me is that we want to have Christ for us. We want to have Him for us. But if we look at Christ, He was never for Himself, but He always served God. And this leaven that everything has to be for me, I really want to purge that out. Yeah. And in some fellowships that we had in Switzerland, sometimes we talked a lot, and eventually you had to ask yourself, was it really for God? And you had to ask, what does the Lord actually want? Yeah, someone said, yeah, my neighbor needed help and this guy needed help, and inside of me I really was like, yeah, but the Lord also wants something from us. And that's how we can touch the heart of the Lord. Lord, you want to have something from us. Yeah. Eventually, you have to ask, Lord, yeah, like we saw in Malachi, the Lord has a burden. He wants to have something from His people, from His creation. And this, yeah. The leaven inside of me is I want to have everything for myself. And yeah, praise the Lord for the feasts and for the offerings which we can bring to God. Yeah, we have a goal, and it is really a high goal. And it really spoke to me. Don't lose sight. Yeah. Yeah, from the beginning to the end in the scripture, it all has a goal. Yeah, the Lord didn't come to the earth and said, let's see what happens. What am I going to do today? No. Yeah, I will go to the ocean. The weather is nice. No, but everything He did, it has a goal. He never lost sight of this goal. And this leaven that we always live for ourselves. Yeah, we have to learn to ask the Lord, Lord, I wanna touch Your heart. Yeah. And praise the Lord for this focus. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, Lord, heal us. Yeah, yeah. We want to touch Your heart, Lord. Yeah, that open our eyes, that we should touch Your heart, and that You want to come back. Yeah, and You want to have a holy and righteous people. Cleanse us from so many things which are not from You. Yeah, Lord, we purge out all of the leaven, and we want to bring You Christ. Yeah, Lord, you humbled Yourself. You even became a man, and yeah, so that You would yeah, Lord, we thank You for Zion. Yeah, which is so much in Your heart. And we're really longing for righteousness, for a righteous king. that this unrighteousness would be stopped inside of us and in this world. Yeah, the psalmist said, there's one thing I want to have from the Lord, that I could stay in the house of the Lord forever. And to, if we are built into this city today, then we will never leave it. That's the promise. Yeah. And that's what we want. Yeah, we have to praise the Lord for such a vision. And let's have a short break now. Let's have lunch. And then at 4:30, we have another meeting to offer up more offerings. And then tonight at 7 p.m., then we will be in the meeting with Fountain Valley. All right. Amen. Thank you.